Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Is the phone number here. That's 603-283-6160. You can call in with whatever is on your mind. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by ForkFest, happening June 13th through the 16th at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest is a fork of the Porcupine Freedom Festival. ForkFest is decentralized.
Fork them if they can't take a joke.
Yeah. ForkFest is decentralized. So there is no ticket cost and no one is in charge. I don't know if Porcupine Freedom Festival can't take the joke. I don't know.
They can
I always wonder.
They can take a joke. They're
really?
Actually, yeah, they're
fine with the fork.
Yeah, we had issues for a little while because you know libertarians are a fractious bunch. We're not all on the same page.
Right.
But you know, I think all those. You know, there were a few rifts and they've been healed, but Porkfest goes on, and it's mighty good that it does because Porkfest now fills the entire park.
Hmm.
So if you can't, you know, if you try to go to Porkfest and you can't get a reservation, you can come for Porkfest
the week before.
And I'll be there through both because I love that stuff. I'd have Porkfest all year round if I could.
I was actually in Lancaster this weekend and I wanted to show my sister. I was like, oh, I'll just show you the campground since we were staying at the Cabot right next to the campground, and I went to go drive up there to show to her, and it's completely closed for the summer. Like, I knew it was closed
winter.
As in... Or winter, yeah.
Yes.
I knew it was closed as in people can't stay there, but I didn't know they actually lock it up. You can't even just drive up there. I didn't know.
Yeah, yeah. They lock it up completely. Is there snow up north?
Actually, it snowed the night I was there, but it was like an inch, and it melted by the morning. I only
wow.
saw it because my dog woke me up at like 6 a.m. to take him outside to pee. I was like, oh my gosh, is it going to keep snowing? And it melted by the time before I left. There's still like snow on the side of the roads type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But there wasn't like a bunch of snow anywhere.
Well, you know what they say, snow is like sex. You never know how many inches you're going to get or how long it'll last.
Oh my goodness. Never heard that. But ForkFest is decentralized, so there's no ticket cost and no one is in charge. For more information and to connect with other attendees, you can visit the unofficial website forkfest.party. That's forkfest.party. And like nobody said, he'll be there. I'll probably be there because I think that most hosts are going to want to go. So if we're going to do a Free Talk Live, probably I'll have to go to Porkfest as well. Porkfest and Porkfest. I'm not like saying I have to go. It's just like I haven't really decided. It's just like every year that I have went, it's been up to whether or not Ian was in jail, whether or not Ian was allowed. So I'll be going
right.
without Ian, and that will be kind of sad. But
yeah. Yeah, that is.
Sad for
that
everyone.
I miss that guy. It just kills me him being in jail. I went into Domino's Pizza just to order some food, and somebody mentioned Aria, and I had a little minor meltdown in Domino's Pizza. I was just like, and they didn't make it for them. How dare they demand we have their permission to use it?
Oh, talking about Bitcoin?
Yeah. And
because if the listeners don't know, Aria and Ian are co-hosts of ours, and Ian's my husband, and they got arrested, and they are in prison right now for selling Bitcoin.
Yeah. Which is, you know, generally legal. You know?
Yep.
But it's just apparently if you sell too much of it, they get upset.
If they want to go after you, they'll find a way to go after you. That's kind of their whole MO. They make everything illegal, and then they can arrest you at any time that they want.
Yeah. Yeah. We're like sinners in the hands of Jonathan Edwards' angry God, dangled over a fire like a spider.
Mm. And those leaders who are, like we've covered this show, psychopathic and losers and generally bad people, they're not just those things. They're also getting older and older. This is from the Wall Street Journal.
Well, who isn't these days?
That's a good point. I just mean that overall, the people who run are getting, they're older and older.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's like Mitch McConnell, you know. I watched his speech, and it's like the guy who ran the turtle suit just went out to take a smoke when he was in the middle of the speech, and he's just standing there.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Somebody take the controls.
My theory for that is, have you ever seen the Transformers animated movie from 1985, I think it is?
I have not.
Oh, man, I really wish they had, because there's... Oh, I think I already explained this to you, didn't I? Or maybe it was a different host.
I think we did talk about it once. But
basically, I think Mitch McConnell and all of these people probably have made deals with Satan, and sometimes they're getting directly sent a message into their brain from Satan threatening them over something, and they're so scared because they're just getting closer and closer. They're 88 or whatever, about to die. 88-year-old man's not, is pretty old for life expectancy as far as like the United States and stuff. Well, he is getting older and older. He knows he's about to die, and he knows what fate awaits him. And sometimes he can't even finish a sentence or a speech because he's just so freaked out about what's going to happen to him. That's my theory.
Yeah. I can't get behind the whole Satan thing. It doesn't make sense.
I don't think there's, like, I don't think of it the same way as like, Christians do, so.
Okay.
I just do think that there are evil forces and good forces, and I do think that you're getting what's coming to you when you die.
Yeah.
Maybe you can make up for it eventually and try again.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I kind of, my image of cosmology is very fragmented. You know, it's like I've got a whole bunch of possibilities. I'm open to the possibility that this is all a computer simulation.
Mm.
It's not impossible. It would explain some things that seem very strange about the universe, like the universal speed limit being the speed of light. That strikes me as absolutely bizarre.
It is.
But a lot of times a computer program will have arbitrary limits.
Hmm.
And
that's interesting. One thing, there was this whole post, it was actually just like a post on Twitter, but it kind of convinced me at the time that there's no way it's a computer simulation. And the one thing that I can articulate at this point, because it was a while ago, is that they said, why do people think that it would be anything like a computer that we have, considering when you're playing a video game, the laws of nature and the ideas and everything, the thing that the character lives is nothing like reality outside of it. Why do you think it would be just like another level of the same exact reality outside, like that we're in a computer?
Oh, no, it could be a very, very different reality on the outside. There's no reason to believe that if it is a simulation, there's no reason to believe that the outside world would be similar to the inside world, particularly, you know.
But in the idea of it being a computer and programs, and that we have that, I don't know, I guess they could program it in a way that is similar to their world, but it just seems like that is an assumption in of itself.
Yeah, it certainly is, and, you know, I'm open to just about any possibility. It's certainly not impossible the universe has a creator. I wouldn't be the least bit surprised to find out that, you know, the universe was created, but it was created by something that has no idea that we exist, because we exist on such a small scale, it just hasn't noticed.
I'm open to all of these things, but just in my experience, I just can't imagine that if there is a creator, it doesn't care about us, because I have been shown so much like compassion from the universe itself in my life in so many different ways. Like, And I feel like you can really interact with it if you try.
Well, that may be possible, but at the same time, the difficulty that I have with that kind of explanation is that then there are people who just go through life and have horrible things happen to them for no reason, like, you know, some baby who was born in Palestine 2 months ago and never even got to live before getting blown the hell up for no reason that he understood, you know, and I think, what did that baby do to have that coming? Or you know, my wife, what did Julie have do to, you know, all of a sudden get struck down with cancer at 31?
Yeah, I don't think that God plans every part of our lives. I definitely, because of exactly what you're saying.
Yeah, so it seems to me that there has to be some sort of impersonal thing, although I'm open to the possibility that this is actually hell, and and we did something really bad in some other reality, and that's why we're here.
I just think my life is ultimately too great for this to be hell. Like, I love too many things about my life. Like, I think that you can focus on all the bad things, and then your life will be hell. Like, my sister, she believes that life is hell, and she just focuses on all the bad things. She's also, like, schizophrenic or something.
Well, certainly focus makes a difference. And focus changes your reality, but your reality also changes your focus. It's a complex interplay. Yeah.
I was actually thinking of exactly that today. Just the idea that your mood can influence your reality, and your reality can also influence your mood. So you just have to try to be cognizant of what your mood is. That's what I was basically thinking about today.
And AA, a lot of the success of AA, I think, comes from just you end up surrounded by relentlessly positive people. And it improves your outlook on life over time. You know, and at the same time, these same people are, you know, with love, whenever things go wrong, saying, well, what could you have done differently? No, not what could the other guy have done differently. What could you have done differently? And that's important, because it's really easy to focus on the other guy when things go wrong. And if you focus on the other guy, you don't change you.
Yeah.
You know?
Well.
So, yeah, outlook makes a big difference. There's an old story among Taoists about a man who climbed the mountain, and he said, found the guru, and he said, "Guru, I feel like there are two dogs fighting inside me, and I don't know which one will win." And the guru says, "The one you feed."
That's a great point. Well, you're not surrounded by extremely positive people if you're in the government.
No.
But in the government of the entire world, apparently leaders are getting older and older. It says, this is from the Wall Street Journal, says old leaders run the world, and they're not going anywhere. A decade ago, just one of the world's 10 most populous countries had a leader 70 years old or older. Today, 8 of those 10 do.
8 of 10? Wow.
It's crazy. It's a golden age for politicians in their golden years, and not just in the U.S. It says a decade ago, just one of the world's 10 most populous countries, India, had a leader who was 7 years old or older. Today, 8 of them do, putting at least half of the global population in the hands of people in their 70s and 80s.
Boomers.
That's a good point. Boomers run the world.
Yeah.
The two countries.
And they always have, is the thing. They ran the world when they were kids. Because, I mean, the boomers were the hippies. And the thing is, there were just so many of them that they had more votes and more ability to just physically show up someplace than anybody else. And so they've been steamrolling the world since the day they were born.
That's an interesting way to look at it.
Yeah.
I never heard that.
The numbers, well, being Gen X, you know, I have had a lot of time to think about boomers running the world and why they ran the world. Because on the one hand, like, I'm down with a lot of hippie culture. I you know, I love me some Grateful Dead and what have you. On But then again, I've always been more attracted to like the anarchist kind of hippie than the socialist kind of hippie. And both right. existed. There are a lot of people who just said, yeah, we want to take care of the poor, but get the government out of the way and we'll help people out. You know, just leave us alone. And that's what always attracted me.
Yeah, that's a lot more attractive to me than, you know, ending up like China, like we were discussing earlier in Cuba.
Oh, God.
It says, the two countries that don't have a 70-year-old or older running their country, Indonesia and Pakistan, are also poised to have septuagenarians at the helm after elections this month. Okay, so about to be 10 out of 10.
Wow.
Apparently the last leader of Pakistan just got put into prison. I just heard about that from Ian today. He's been reading about that.
Wow.
The corridors of power looked significantly less gray in February 2014. Barack Obama, at the relatively spry age of 52, occupied the White House. China's Xi Jinping and Russia's Vladimir Putin were in their early 60s. Enrique Peña Nieto in Mexico was a youthful 47. What's behind the boom in boomer presidents and prime ministers? A multitude of things. Autocrats have deepened their grip on power. What's an autocrat?
An autocrat is, I don't know exactly what the etymology of, but is of it, but it's somebody's power flows from themselves, so it's almost like saying a dictator.
It does say somebody with complete power.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Yeah, self-ruler, but not in the good way.
Yeah, it's not I control myself, but all power flows from me.
Yeah. Autocrats have deepened their grip on power. Xi began a norm-breaking third term as Communist Party chief in 2022 in China when he was 69 years old. Putin, who rose to the pinnacle of authority in Russia when he was 47, remains there nearly 25 years later. So you're right, there had to have been some kind of a
break. Was an intervening break.
And he was sweeping away resistance to his rule. One of his staunchest challengers, Alexei Navalny, died in prison earlier this month at 47.
Wow.
Barriers to entry have also grown in democracies where winning elections requires ever larger pots of money, which is always something I thought was so shocking. Like, when I was a kid, I thought anyone could just run for president, just be like, hey, I'm running for president.
Mm-hmm.
Vote for me. And it's like, you can, but you need a lot of money. I used to always say, like, to my dad, like, you should run for president because you're right about, like, everything. And he would just be like, you need a lot of money to run for president.
Yeah, you need a lot of money and you need to be connected to very bad people.
Good point.
You know, because, you know, they've pretty much the Democrats and the Republicans cooperated to disenfranchise everybody else.
Yep.
And it looks like the Democrats are now trying to disenfranchise the Republicans, just turn them into non-people.
It is interesting, you know, that the Uniparty is somewhat having a fight amongst each other.
Yeah.
Like, with trying to not let Trump run at all, and their whole thing that they don't want New Hampshire to be the first primary kind of seems like a weird thing.
Yeah, well, I think it's partially because Joe Biden didn't win New Hampshire last time around. And for some reason, they have a fixation that is beyond my comprehension with keeping Joe Biden in power.
Yeah.
The only thing that I can imagine is that he knows where the bodies are buried and there's nobody else that they really trust. You know, but I can't see how he can remember where the bodies are buried. The attorney general investigated him for this documents thing and said, yeah, he's probably committed several felonies, but he's no longer able to form willful intent.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, how can you be, you know, the lord and master of 320 million people when you can't form willful intent?
Yeah. Mark, our co-host Mark, who is off today because he's sick, he said that he thinks that's the biggest news of the year because he was said he could. The person who investigated him or, you know, inspected him or whatever, the doctor looking at him said that he can't stand trial. He can't stand trial, but he can be the president?
Yeah. Yeah. Incompetent to stand trial, but competent to run your life.
It's absolutely crazy.
Well, if you don't like that, feel free to vote for nobody, because nobody knows how to run your life better than you do, and nobody should be telling you what to do.
Do you have a website to throw out for that?
I do. It's electnobody.com.
You can vote for nobody, and you can learn more at electnobody.com. And yeah. He's not 70 years old.
I'm not 70. I'm getting up there, though.
But
I'm, like, older than I used to be. I'm a lot older than I used to be. I used to be really
too.
Young.
Me too. I'm older than I used to be. But
yeah.
Mark is always saying, blah, 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 25-year-old girl. You're a 25-year-old girl. He's always saying that. And I'm like, yes, Mark, yes, I'm 25. Don't forget that I'm always 25. Like, he just thinks I'm the same age as he met me every year that passes. It's great. Yeah.
Well, you know, it's, I'm sure when you're 55, you'll appreciate that.
Yeah, no, I appreciate that.
Oh, you're just a 25-year-old girl. Yeah, you keep looking at me that way.
No, I am happy. I'm like, yes, Mark, yes, mm-hmm. I'm 25. Don't forget that.
Yeah.
But I think your theory that they want, they, as in the Democrats, want Joe Biden president so bad because he knows where the bodies are buried and they could trust him. I think it's a little different. I think that he's just so far gone and just happy to be there and be a total dirty old man and be fine with hurting people. He's like an absolute and total psychopath and also so far gone, as in, like, not there. Like, he's not, no one's at the wheel in his brain. Well, they can just, he's basically a puppet.
Yeah. Well, the other thing is, no matter what crimes he commits in office, they'll never be able to prosecute him for it.
That is crazy to think of. That's a good point. If he killed someone, are they just going to say, oh, well, he can't stand trial?
I mean, they probably would. They really don't like prosecuting Bidens.
That's crazy. Yeah, like, there was that cocaine found in his White House. Found in his house. If cocaine was found in my house,
I'd be in prison.
Right. But they were just like, yeah, we found it and nothing else to see here.
Yep.
It was swept under the rug pretty quickly.
Yeah.
And they also tried to blame it on the visitors of the White House. They were like, oh, this is a closet that a lot of visitors walk near. Are you guys just letting people visit the White House unwatched?
Go poking through your closets.
Yeah, go poking around. There's no guide. 603-283-6160. It's Free Talk Live. More about the old people ruling your lives coming up. 603-283-6160. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Don't go anywhere. More Free Talk Live coming up.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News Update. President Biden and former President Trump both visited the U.S.-Mexico border Thursday. Biden met with local leaders and Border Patrol agents in Brownsville, while Trump held a rally in a border park in Eagle Pass. The House is greenlighting a temporary funding measure to prevent a partial government shutdown Friday night. The bill extends two government funding deadlines to March 8th and March 22nd, granting lawmakers additional time to reach consensus on appropriations bills. The Senate is expected to vote on the legislation before Friday's deadline. The most recent inflation report indicates a 0.4% increase for January, aligning with forecasts. The Federal Reserve is deliberating on whether to initiate interest rate reductions. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell stated last month that he aims to observe further positive data before considering interest rate cuts. John Schaefer, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Control and 603-283-6160 is the phone number. That's 603-283-6160. And in the last segment, we were talking about boomers controlling the world. Basically, nobody claims that they have always controlled the world and makes a good point. Saying that when they were younger, there were just so many of them, and that's why they're called boomers, because there was a baby boom when people came back from World War II. Sorry, you were muted there. World War II. In the studio with you tonight, you've got me, Bonnie.
And nobody.
And we are talking about how the age of world leaders is just getting, on average, older and older. And it's just an interesting thing to think of. I'm not really claiming it's a good or bad thing necessarily, except when someone like Joe Biden is so is old and also so far gone mentally. It seems a little crazy that he should be allowed to rule the world.
Yeah, I mean, people say, oh, he's the same age as Trump. It's like, yeah, but Trump is coherent.
Yeah. You can listen to them both speak and realize one of them is like... alive more.
Yeah, one of them
not really
knows
what I meant.
What's going on and is horrible, and the other one is horrible and has no idea what's going on.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Did you see the video of him getting intercepted by the Easter Bunny?
No.
Oh, God. It was one Easter at the White House, and Joe Biden gets diverted. And he starts walking up to a bunch of reporters behind this barrier to talk to him. And all of a sudden, the Easter Bunny jumps in front of him, starts waving his arms, and he's like, no, go over there, go over there. Must have been a Secret Service agent.
That's what I was thinking.
In
I was
the
like,
Easter
was it
Bunny
a
costume, but
handler? So creepy.
Yeah, I think it had to have been one of his handlers, but it just looked so absurd watching the president be herded away from people that he probably thought we're going to give him ice cream by the Easter Bunny. It's just a hilarious video to watch.
This timeline, I know people say it a lot, this timeline that we're living on is absolutely absurd.
Yeah, yeah. They say that if anybody ever completely understands how the universe works, it will immediately disappear and be replaced by something even more bizarre and inexplicable. And it's also said by some that this has already happened several times.
Hmm. Like the Matrix. This is the sixth Neo.
Yeah.
Your sixth try, Neo. That kind of does make sense, because if the observation, the theory of if you observe something, it can change or randomly move or act different. Yeah. It acts different.
Well, the Heisenberg principle, the act of disturbing disturbs the observed.
Hmm.
So you can know the velocity of a particle, or you can know the position of a particle, but you cannot know its position and its velocity at the same time, or it will change, which is just...
It'll just move into a different place?
Well, basically, it's about you observe things by bouncing other things off them. So, like, a photon has to hit something and then bounce back and hit you in the eye for you to see it.
Mm-hmm.
And so if enough photons are hitting something to come back and hit you in the eye, apparently that's going to be enough to change its trajectory. Is beyond my comprehension.
Me
I can
too.
Quote it, but I can't wrap my mind around it.
Me know? Too.
The old joke, though, about Heisenberg getting pulled over in the desert, and the cop says, do you know how fast you were going? And Heisenberg says, no, but I know exactly where I am.
Silly. Now that I think of it...
I've got a lot of bad scientist quotes. You know how Descartes died?
No.
Rene Descartes, the guy said, I think, therefore
yeah,
I am.
He's
sitting in a bar and having a beer, and the bartender walks up, says, would you like another? And Descartes says, I think not, and disappears.
Oh, my gosh. That's funny. I knew he's the author of that quote, but I don't really know anything else about him or what he did or anything.
Which one?
Descartes. I just always said, I think, therefore I am.
Yeah, well, that's about all there was, because basically he was trying to figure out what he could deduce from pure logic, and he deduced that he existed because he existed to ask the question of whether or not he existed.
Hmm.
So that's, I think, therefore I am. But there was really not that far that he could go... from there, it's like my theory of devout agnosticism is that I call myself a devout agnostic because I not only don't know whether there was a God, I don't think I can know whether there's a God. Because even if God appeared next to me and, you know, sat down in a chair with a broken microphone and started talking, you know, And performing miracles all the while, the only thing that I would know is that I had encountered something beyond my ability. But whether that's something that's able to cloud my mind or something that actually created the universe, I can never know. And there's a big gulf between those two things that this creature could fit into. Or he could just be a fragment of my, you know, a bit of undigested salami as Scrooge said.
Oh, that's who said that.
There's more of gravy than of grave about you.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah.
And that is a good point. I mean, a lot of people like to say that the only things you can really know are the things you can sense with your senses, and then I just wonder how they think they can really know that.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. We all reason from too little... too little information, and sometimes it just comes down to what's a useful assumption. I assume the world is real because it's not useful to assume that it's entirely a hallucination, because where do I go from there?
Ian and I kind of had, that's my husband Ian, and also co-host of the show is in prison, but we had this whole conversation because, I don't know, it's hard to say what position I'm in anymore, like what I believe or anything about this conversation, but I was of the opinion that there is definitely such thing as reality. And I still kind of can't help but think that there is a matter-of-fact reality, and whether or not we observe it. So, like, if I disappear, everything else is still going to go on. The reality will be that I was here and then I disappeared.
Yeah. Well, as far as I can tell, the world continues to exist when you're not there.
Right.
You know, I don't know what happens when I'm not there, though.
Yeah. Well, as far as I can tell,
I've never been someplace I wasn't.
I've been places where you weren't. See, and I think about that, like, there are people who say that, like, if no one is around, it's so stupid, but there are people who really think that we live in this, like, reality where it's, like, if you're not observing it in that moment, it doesn't actually exist, and if no one is observing an area in that moment, it doesn't exist, and it just kind of builds itself as people are approaching because they assume it's there. Like, you know that you're supposed to be driving towards the woods, so it builds itself right before you get there because you assume it's there.
That's funny, because that's actually a stage of infant development where they call it the non-permanence of objects, that when infants reveal that or realize that objects continue to exist even when they can't see them.
Yeah.
And they did an Onion article where it was like, high school graduates in America are falling behind on the permanence of objects. You know, they're only 45% of high school graduates in America now know that objects continue to exist when they close their eyes.
That's funny. And that's actually, I'm glad that you made fun of that thing, because I don't like it, because it's something where I feel like it's like, that sounds so stupid, but can I disprove it? No. But making fun of it makes it seem pretty much a lot more ridiculous.
Yeah, it's true. It's true.
It looks like we do have a caller on the line. David in New Mexico. David, what's on your mind?
Bust up, Bonnie. It's crazy.
Can you believe
the phone so damn fast.
I was about to say, can you believe I answered the phone that fast? I saw the call coming in.
You answered the phone, Bonnie, before the recording even stopped telling me I had connected to your program. Knock you off.
Usually we like to let you stew in your juices for a while.
Well, that was back when Bonnie was mean to me for whatever reason. She liked to do that, but I don't know what's going on. Yeah, maybe she's still being mean to me. She doesn't want me at any time at all. From the time that I hit the button to dial to the time that she answers, she's not allowing me any time to think. So I just sound stupid. And
does thinking help with that though? Because sometimes we leave you on hold for half an hour and it doesn't really seem to help.
Oh,
I'm sorry, bro. I had to say it.
I noticed that. Actually, I was intentionally teeing up softball for all the haters out there to hit out of the park.
Yeah,
I'm just psychic, David. I knew you were about to call, and I hit the button.
No, you know, no, Bonnie. First of all, you're not psychic, you're psycho. And second of all, you know I was about to call because it's 7:30, or it was just after 7:30, and I hadn't called yet. That's why you knew, Bonnie. Don't play games with...
Yeah, and I got it to the exact second. Okay, David, but...
I was like, 7:30? Yeah. We've only been doing this for 26 minutes?
Yeah.
No, I'll give you credit. If you had it to the exact second, we're on the same wave, dude. Just like the hippies, man. Back in the day, those boomer hippies when they took over the world. You remember that?
I hate it when that happens.
Damn it! Those damn hippies, man. They're all about like peace and love, and really they're all about money and power. The lion sons of.
Are you a Gen X?
They were different. There have been a lot of changes. The transition from hippie to yuppie.
Bonnie said something, and nobody said something, and I heard what Bonnie said, so we'll come back to that. But what did you say, nobody, because I didn't hear that?
Oh, I said there have been a lot of changes. It was well noted at the time when the hippies turned into yuppies. And, you know, all of a sudden they had jobs and, you know, things to do. Yeah. And then they became like...
RX-7s. They had RX-7s.
What's that?
I remember RX-7s. It was old Mazda, tiny little Mazda.
Hmm.
Yeah, and a tie. and not skinny jeans, but skinny suits, skinny jackets, skinny ties.
Hmm.
And they said, yup. They're going around saying nothing but yup, yup, yup. That's why they call them yuppies.
Really?
Yup.
No, it's a lie.
Oh. No, it's like, is that like slang back then?
Where did
young, yup, yup, young urban professionals, young urban professionals. Kind of like soy boys nowadays.
Yeah.
Yuppies are the equivalent of soy boys.
Really? I kind of thought of a yuppie as more just like someone who thinks they're better than you, like they're well-to-do.
No, they're soy boys that actually made money.
There are definitely some of those now. Like, there are some rich soy boys, and it's because they, you know, can use...
Soy is profitable.
Yeah, it is.
Robin Hood.
They can use the, you know, the internet to make money and stuff like that. So some of them are soy boys, and they also have money. So I wouldn't necessarily say that soy boys today don't have money. These ones were just... These yuppies, like, this is what I think of when I think of yuppie. I think of somebody who lives, like, in the suburbs and is, like, well-to-do. Maybe preppy is, like, a synonym. Am I wrong?
No.
Good.
One is a subset of another, and, yeah, so there's overlap, yeah.
Yeah.
So, nobody.
Yeah, preppy was, like, a style of dress.
Hmm.
They were big into polo shirts and... Izod alligator shirts, which just had a little picture of an alligator on them for some reason.
I've seen those.
Frat boys.
Yeah. Yeah.
I definitely think of like college when I think of yuppies.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Yuppies or preppies?
Yuppies. Little preppies, too. It's preppy style.
Like I said, there's an overlap.
So, what do you have to say about the boomers? Didn't you say that that's what you're calling in on, about the boomers taking over the world?
Boom.
No, I didn't say what I was calling in about. I said lots of things.
Oh.
Like I always say. So, I was playing the player. You're the player and I'm playing you because I knew what you were going to ask me and I'm not letting you tie me down, Bonnie, unless it's something, well, you're married, so we won't go there. You answered the phone so fast. I was going to come with, instead of lots of stuff that's crazy, I was going to come with, yo, it's your boy.
Oh, God.
Bonnie. Yeah.
He's always coming in when he answers recently. He's like, it's your boy, David, from New Mexico, because...
Got the urban patois going.
It's what Skeeter says every time Skeeter calls. He says it in the creepiest way ever. Like, seriously, if somebody ever said that to me in person, I think I would just, like, not even think, just, like, slap them or, like, punch them. It would just be a reflex.
Wow.
It's just like...
That'd be cool.
So gross. The way he says it every single time. He's like, it's your boy, Skeeter. Ugh, it's so gross.
Yeah. To answer your question from a bit ago so that I'm not dodging it, Bonnie, or so I can't be accused of it, I'm in between generations, and but I'm not... Because we ladies don't tell our age because we get discriminated against... but I'm between generations, and so I don't really identify with either. I don't identify with boomers, and I don't really identify with Gen X. I'm just kind of here in my own generation.
That's exactly how I feel about Gen and Millennials and Gen Z. I am on allegedly the last year of millennial, but I feel nothing like a millennial, like how they're described. And I do feel like I fit in more with Gen Z, but I also feel like most of them would be like, whatever, you're old, you're not Gen Z like us. Like, I don't really think that I belong to either one.
Well, they'd probably say, okay, boomer, because they think that anybody who's like, over 21 is a boomer.
Yeah, if I walked up to a group of, 20-year-olds, and I was like, can I be accepted as Gen Z? They'd be like, okay, boomer.
You're a boomer.
Yeah.
Well, the trick is you got to walk up and say, hello, fellow kids.
Yeah, that'll work.
Works for me.
Fit the word bro into the conversation somehow, and then they won't boomer you.
I'm totally Gen Z, bro.
I do that to everybody. I do that to everybody. I call girls bro. I call everybody bro.
So boomers they accept authority is one thing I observed, that they're down with authority.
I feel like that too from the boomers I know nowadays, which seems really weird considering they used to be the hippies.
They got it out of their system.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's the other thing too, is like you say that these politicians, they keep getting older and older and older. It's because that boomer generation doesn't want to let go.
Yeah. And they've got the numbers to hold on. I think I'm really curious to see what happens to when the boomers die off.
You know,
if I'm still around to see it, we'll see.
There's actually a song about that just come to mind. There's a guy named Greg Brown. He's a folk singer. He's married. Well, nobody will know this name probably. Iris Dement. You know that name?
It sounds familiar, but I can't place it.
Okay, well, you definitely know this one. You know John Prine, right?
I got nothing.
Oh, man, nobody. You got to know John Prine, man.
Are they singers?
Yeah, yeah. So Iris Dement and John Prine did duets, and Iris Dement is married to Greg Brown, and Greg Brown wrote and sings a song exactly about when all of us old effers are gone.
Oh, wow.
So you are a boomer.
Pardon?
He said us.
Yeah, okay. So he's copped to it now.
Yo. No. I was talking about Greg Brown.
Oh, okay.
He's the one that wrote the song. It wasn't my song. If I can have Greg Brown's money, then I'll take, then you can call me a boomer, and I will take credit for that quote. But Greg Brown said it, and it's his money, and so until you give me his money, it's him we're talking about.
Okay, well.
Okay.
What does he say in the song that will happen when the boomers die?
Well, the thing will go back to, like, peaceful whatever. You listen to the song. Just search Greg Brown. It's 1G, G-R-E-G. And Brown without an E, and listen to some of his music, which is good, by the way. And Greg, send me a check for the plug for the advertisement.
Yeah.
I'll get that message right to him, and then I'm sure he'll send you a check. Thank you for the call, David. I'm just going to finish off this article here. I want to know what their point is to this, because, like, it's interesting. Like, they're all getting older. People that are running the world are getting older. But my problem with them isn't that they're old, it's that they're power-hungry freaks.
Mm.
It says, in mid-February, Indonesia catapulted a 72-year-old member of the entrenched political elite to the top
That's
job.
That's too old to be riding catapults.
Yeah. They catapulted him straight to the top job in Indonesia. He is set to succeed President Joko Widodo, the former furniture maker and small city mayor whose landmark 2014 election, when he was 53, infused the world's third largest democracy with new hope. I wonder if it did anything. Across the world, there are many places that have high barriers to entry for new parties and new politicians, whether they're democratic or not, and the United States is one of them.
Yeah.
Said Ben Bland, director of the Asia-Pacific program at Chatham House, a UK think tank. It's pretty depressing to see so few younger leaders and fresh ideas emerge everywhere, given the scale of challenges we're facing and the pace at which our world is changing. In America, the question of how old is too old is looming over the presidential election. Most voters say they would prefer a president below the age of 70 years old. According to
Seven?
No, 70.
Okay. I was going to say, that's pushing it.
I was just laughing while I said it because it's like, yeah, 70 is pretty freaking old. Like, to be like the leader, the CEO of America, basically.
Mm.
So that was according to a 2023 survey by the Pew Research Center. Many are concerned that poor health could be a stumbling block for 81-year-old President Biden or 77-year-old Donald Trump. Which is like, when people that old get sick, it's a serious thing. Like, you could get a cold, or you could get the flu, but you're 81 or 77 years old, and you're out.
Yeah.
And you, or you could be, like, having a fever hallucination while you're in the Oval Office with the red button.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a frightening thing. I mean, I can't form willful intent, but I've got the nuclear button.
Oh, my God. I can't form willful intent, but I can bomb people.
Yeah.
I didn't pull up any of the articles about it. I just wasn't that interested. But apparently, President Vladimir Putin is threatening us with a nuke now.
Oh, I hate it when that happens.
Yeah, he had like a 2-hour speech in it where he threatened the West with a nuke.
Wow.
So he didn't say the United States, I don't think, according to just like the headlines I was looking at, but pretty creepy stuff. I'm really annoyed that I have to live through like another, or the second Cold War, basically.
Yeah.
I always thought that sounded like really nerve-wracking. Like, I wouldn't want to be around for that.
It was. I mean, I grew up believing that, you know, one of these days they were just going to drop a bomb and the whole human race was going to cease to exist. And then the Soviet Union broke up and I thought, oh, well, maybe I'll live. But maybe not. Who knows?
Yeah, and that's really sad that kids are growing up like that.
Yeah.
I've noticed, like, a trend where I'll be, like, reading about, like, I like a lot of biographies about people. It seems like a lot of them are really impacted by the Cold War, or just, like, the idea of nukes in general. It's, like, their whole thing. They'll make it, like, their whole thing, right? But it's understandable that when you were a kid, you were getting told, like, this thing could happen that will wipe out you and all your friends and your family. That would impact your entire life.
Now they've got global warming, which, you know, somehow they think that if it's 3 degrees warmer, everybody's going to die.
That is very similar, because there's plenty of people that say, like, oh, I don't want to have kids because, like, the world's going to end anyway because of global warming and stuff like that. For me, the thing was, like, the rapture. When I was a kid, I was like, I'm afraid that the end times are going to happen. What if I'm not good enough? I don't get raptured and my parents do. What's going to happen, you know?
Are they going to be mad at me?
Mad at me?
Yeah.
Maybe all the adults will get raptured.
There was a Star Trek like that.
Really?
Yeah.
I've never seen Star Trek, but there's been plenty of movies where it's just kids that are left over. I don't think it would end up like Lord of the Flies, like everybody killing each other in chaos. I think that the guy who wrote Lord of the Flies was like a really pessimistic drunk. So, of course, he's going to write a story where if people have, you know, no rulers and have to set things up for themselves, they kill each other and throw rocks at each other's head, you know?
Yeah, see, I don't know, because if you look at how countries interact, it's pretty much like Lord of the Flies.
Lord of the Flies, yeah. Free Talk Live.
Did I say fries?
You did.
I didn't mean that.
Free Talk Live. You can find more at freetalklive.com. Thanks for listening to us. Be free.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.